So we're going to go ahead and get started now.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, my name is Phil Berglund, and I'm going to be the host tonight for the Dr. Frank Painter's Avoiding Alzheimer's. Without further ado, Dr. Frank, it's up to you.
Thanks, Phil. Well, I first off want to thank everybody for joining me on the call tonight. Before I wrote this newsletter, I had previously done a newsletter on neurodegenerative diseases, which is really a whole spectrum, including, you know, a wide variety of things, including also memory loss. And whenever, because I've been doing product talk calls about once a month since 2007, Bob Ferguson and Barb Lagoni started these calls back in 1999. So we're now going on 22 years of calls, and me just having been in since 2007. And what I noticed, because we had a thing where if you hit star two, it would say there are currently 58 people on the call, you know, so you could always, without anybody else hearing it, you knew, wow, every time I did this call on neurodegenerative disease, there were always twice as many people on that call as any other call I did. And that's either because either we're at the age where, you know, you start wondering, uh-oh, is that going to happen to me? Or your parents are at that age. And so you have to deal with the same problem, but for someone you love rather than yourself. So this is really a very disturbing topic. So all my previous talks on neurodegenerative disease reviewed all the material that was available in the peer-reviewed literature about either the prevention or the treatment of the spectrum of various neurodegenerative disorders. So our talk tonight's only going to focus on Alzheimer's. And that's for two reasons. In the last 2 years, another 300,000 Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So it jumped from 5.5 up to 5.8 million people. And also that's because the baby boomers are just starting to, most of the bulk of baby boomers are now entering their 70s. So let's consider some very sobering statistics. Alzheimer's is the only one of the 10 leading causes of death in the United States that can't be cured, can't be prevented, or slowed appreciably, at least so far. It's also estimated that about one out of every 10 Americans who are over the age of 65 already have Alzheimer's. Ouch. But take heart. Although those two bullet points paint a pretty bleak picture, the first Shackley Landmark study had many participants above the age of 65, and yet not one of them suffered from Alzheimer's. So we'll touch on that point later. Now, last year, I read, it was 2 years ago now, I read Dr. Dale Bredesen's book, The End of Alzheimer's. I became aware of that because a family member had been using this approach to address her failing memory and was getting pretty good results. So I wanted to compare Dr. Dale's approach with what I'd already gleaned from the scientific literature between 2008 and 2018 when I started to do the prep on writing this talk. Now, his book is a really exhausting read. I mean, it's dull, it's plodding, and it's, you know, you have to really, you know, pinch yourself to stay awake reading it. But his book confirmed that the nutrients that I'd been previously reviewing for my other talks, and of course the Shackley lifestyle in general, make up a very significant portion of his recommendations. So between 2010 and 2018, the National Institute of Health has rejected every proposed trial to test a Bredesen approach, mainly because the National Institute, their gold standard for trials, is designed to test one drug against one disease. Now, even though hundreds of different single-drug Alzheimer trials have failed miserably since 2003, they continue to stick to that single-cure, silver-bullet approach. We also need to consider how many researchers are working on this disease, and believe me, it's a real cottage industry. First and foremost are the drug companies who stand to make billions off of any drug treatment program that they can get through clinical trials. Then, of course, there's the tenured heads in university neurology departments and their own research staff who regularly receive grant money from the National Institute of Health to better understand the disease. Unfortunately, all that work has led to nothing but a long string of failed clinical trials for the next miracle drug. And since 2003, not one of them has succeeded. Worse yet, the five drugs that have been approved by the FDA have not demonstrated much improvements in, you know, daily function for people who already have Alzheimer's. So Bredesen's approach is very different. It's based on 30 years of his own work with a group of scientists and researchers. And his approach was, rather than looking for a silver bullet that might be aimed at the disease, they spent their time studying the various underlying causes of the Alzheimer's disease process and the eventual decline. So far he's discovered 36 different contributors that comprise the spectrum from genetic to environmental and dietary contributors, and well-documented imbalances in our hormonal system. For those who'd like a more in-depth review of his work, I strongly recommend reading his book. Pack a lunch, because as I said, it's a very tiresome read. I got a lot more out of it the second time I read it last year. Let me take a quick shot of water. Now, although his treatment program is based on numerous blood tests and et cetera before he'll even start a treatment program, I believe that an early targeted program of supplementation can also be successful. And if that's not the case, for example, if you were experiencing memory loss and you started taking these products and you didn't get pretty dramatic improvements over the first 3 months, then you can always take the next step and find a doctor who will work with the Bredesen protocol. I just prefer to focus on prevention first. Now, the major contributors to cognitive decline fall into several categories. The first is chronic inflammation. The second is insulin resistance. The third is experience of a lot of chronic stress. The fourth is toxicity from various sources. The fifth is insufficient sleep. And the sixth is hormonal, nutritional, and trophic factors that are below optimum levels. Now, if that term trophic factor is unfamiliar, they're helper molecules that allow a neuron in your brain to first to develop and then to maintain connections with its neighbors. That's what they mean by trophic factors. And that's the actual basis of creating and maintaining our memories in the first place, so very important. So to address all the imbalances that lead to the decline of mental function, referred to as mild cognitive impairment, he first developed his first program, which was called Metabolic Enhancement for Neurodegeneration, or MEND. Then over the following years, as his research progressed, it evolved into the current program, which he calls Reversal of Cognitive Decline, or RECODE. Now, both programs had already been shown to successfully help hundreds of patients to overcome memory loss associated in diagnosed cases of mild cognitive impairment. Now, that happens to be the earliest manifestation of the onset of Alzheimer's, and we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Now, that group experiences very impressive results, and even more exciting, in the last year, they finally got approval to do a clinical RICO trial, and it's actually now underway. As I mentioned earlier, though, I still think that prevention is the safest approach. I don't want to take hundreds of dollars worth of clinical tests, blood tests and sleep tests and everything else before I, could start on a program. I think prevention is the way to approach. And that's because smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms have saved untold lives. And the logic is flawless. Stop the fire before the fire stops you. Now, we've all heard the expression that someone experienced a senior moment when they forget what they were saying. And as a single event, that's not really such a big deal. But there's a lot of wisdom in not ignoring how frequently that kind of event might happen, particularly if it persists. So let's review the signs of the onset of mild cognitive impairment. These are the kinds of things that start happening to people. The first is forgetting important events, such as appointments or social engagements. Another would be losing your train of thought or the thread of a conversation or the book or the movie that you're watching. It also includes feeling increasingly overwhelmed by having to make decisions. For example, planning steps to accomplish a task or understanding and following instructions from somebody that you work with. That might also include having trouble finding your way around inside of an environment that you used to be familiar with, like a big building. And it also might include difficulty finding words that you always knew previously to explain your thoughts or your ability to recognize faces that you already know. So Bredesen's research suggests that mild cognitive impairment appears to begin about 10 years before the onset of Alzheimer's. And so during that 10-year period, he's had very impressive ability to reverse the kinds of problems we just talked about, people forgetting things, getting lost in the building they used to work in, that kind of stuff, by just putting them on a basic nutrition program. So it's important to determine whether memory loss may have occurred to other family members. Now, that would include your grandparents, your parents, and your siblings, depending on how old you are, because one of the strongest markers for the onset of Alzheimer's is the presence of the APOE4 gene. Now, just for background, we receive matching chromosomes from each of our parents. So if one of your parents carried the APO4 marker, you would receive one APO4 gene. If both parents had it, you would receive both copies. Now, having one APO4 gene increases your risk of Alzheimer's to about 30%. And if you have both APO4 alleles, the term allele referring to two matching pairs of genes on a chromosome, then your risk increases to slightly above 50%. Now, as is with any other genetic abnormality, the simple presence of them in your genes is not a guarantee of onset of any disease. But as those genes interact with other contributing factors like stress or poor nutrient status, then your risk will increase. And this is why the Shackley lifestyle really helps to lower our risk when we fully adopt it. Now, until recently, Alzheimer's was considered a death sentence by providers. And because most of us know that, even though we don't want to think about it, the average person is not highly motivated to submit to testing, simply afraid to find out if their occasional senior moments might be a sign of cognitive decline. And think about it, knowing that you could lose your driver's license or you'd be unable to purchase long-term health care insurance, for example, because of that diagnosis, and you might remember the term pre-existing condition, that's a very powerful disincentive to act. And so too many people are in denial. Fortunately, the recoveries experienced by people who had adopted Bredesen's RECODE protocol, whether they were in the early or the late stages of onset, have been very remarkable. But as I'm going to, you know, stress over and over, the earlier you start a program, the better the results you're going to get. So the lifestyle components of RECODE involve several things. First is stress reduction. The second is a prescription for daily exercise. The third is sleeping at least 7 hours every night. And they're talking about high quality sleep that's undisturbed, where you're in REM and where your brain gets a chance to detoxify. You also want to avoid sugar and simple carbohydrates. He recommends avoiding gluten and processed foods. I agree with the processed foods thing. I believe that most gluten insensitivity is not because of anything innately wrong with wheat, but because of the chemicals that they put on the wheat to keep it from being eaten by bugs, and that it, in fact, it's a toxic reaction to the exposure to pesticides. But hey, that's my opinion. That's not, you know, that's not been handed down by God as of yet. They also recommend increasing your vegetable, fruit, and non-farmed fish intake. And the most extreme point he suggests is fasting for 12 hours between your dinner and your first break fast the next day, 12 hours, because that puts you into a mild, I forget the name of the diet where your blood goes from acidic to alkaline. I don't remember the term for that, but that happens when you fast for at least 12 hours. So he feels that that's also part of what helps to protect your brain. Personally, I think it's possible to capture the results without the 12-hour fast, but if the other recommendations are followed rigorously. So let's review the nutritional approach. Now, the following regimen presupposes that these are all additions to a basic nutrition program, which would include either the Vitalizer or the LifeStrip, along with it a Shaklee protein shake to help replace most of your usual meat sources. So let's review how to address all the underlying causes. Now, the first is inflammation and insulin resistance. The inflammatory process evolved to help us heal from injury or infection. Inflammation is first initiated in the body by release of arachidonic acid, which is an omega-6 fatty acid. And that happens following the damage to a cell membrane, like in an accident or wound. When the membrane is broken, it then releases arachidonic acid. That's a chemical signal, which then starts the inflammatory process. Then that inflammation is then slowed and then halted by omega-3 fatty acids, which we all know as OmegaGuard, and that helps to support the continuing healing process without all the added inflammation and swelling. So Shaklee's Omega Guard, and of course now the Vegan Omega, contains the full spectrum of all 7 ultra-pure pharmaceutical-grade omega-3 fatty acids, including EPA and DHA, to help counter chronic inflammation. Inflammation can also arise without infection or injury because of our diet. And that's why avoiding sources of trans fats, for example, found in commercial baked goods and fast and prepared foods, is also very important. Inflammation can also arise following damage to our intestines, what they refer to as leaky gut syndrome. And this is why his protocol recommends eliminating gluten from your diet. There's still some debate on whether it's gluten itself or simply an autoimmune reaction against the pesticides that have been sprayed on them. So there's that debate still raging. But either way, avoiding gluten would remain the safest approach, while more research helps to solve that dilemma so we can decide whether you can have that piece of bread with your dinner. So to protect your intestinal environment, Shaklee scientists first designed the Optiflora prebiotic and probiotic two-product system, and later the advanced Optiflora DI, which helps to promote improved digestive health. Now, excessive sugar intake is also associated with inflammation because constant high blood sugar levels forces an abnormally high release of insulin, and our cells eventually become resistant to it. That permits excess sugar to latch onto cellular proteins, and that inhibits their biologic function. So those distorted junk proteins are referred to as advanced glycation end products, or age proteins. And we first heard about those with the release of Vivix back in 2007 or 2008. And as these junk proteins start to fill up your cell, they damage those tissues. It can damage brain cells, and it can eventually kill them, because if the cell is clogged with useless proteins, the function of the cell eventually declines and then, can croak. So glucose regulation complex contains a unique blend of scientifically supported ingredients that help to keep your blood sugar level steady, which reduces excessive insulin release and helps to reduce insulin insensitivity. And that would reduce the damage to our vascular and our brain tissues. Now, B-complex, Shaklee's B-complex, is a collection of 8 different vitamins. And many of the studies that I reviewed seem to focus on one or more of those B vitamins. But in reality, taking all 8 of them together in their proper balance will provide much better system-wide benefits. And that's what I've noticed, is that you'll hear this report, naming B3 or B6 is, blah, 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 as though it works independent of all the other B vitamins. And I assure you, it doesn't. They work as a tag team. Now, the first B vitamin study that caused a tremendous stir in the media back in 2010 was when the researchers reported that B vitamins caused a 30 to a 57% reduction in brain atrophy, or shrinkage, in 168 elderly patients who were suffering from mild cognitive impairment. Now, not only did this study reveal dramatic reductions in brain shrinkage in the B vitamin group, it also demonstrated that the highest rate of brain atrophy and the lowest scores on cognitive testing occurred in those individuals who also had the highest blood homocysteine levels. So this study clearly indicated that B vitamins are protective against the damage that homocysteine can wreak on brain tissue. And that's really important. That's why B vitamins are everybody's best friend. Now, another large trial, researchers examined 30 different blood plasma biomarkers, including the vitamins B, C, D, and E, and the presence of omega-3 fatty acids in the bloodstreams of dementia-free elders. Then they correlated those blood nutrient levels with MRI brain scans. And the final data was compiled and was published under the name the Oregon Brain Aging Study. And what they found is that individuals who maintained the highest blood levels of those 4 vitamins, which I'll repeat again, B, C, D, and E, that they also scored the highest on cognitive testing. And they also retained larger brain volumes than the individuals who had the lowest levels of those nutrients in their blood. Now, those studies make me very grateful to Shaklee for creating the patented B and C complex tablet that's found in both Vitalizer and LifeStrip, because it doubled the absorption of B vitamins while also providing sustained release over a 12-hour period. No other supplement comes close to Shaklee's smart delivery system. So let's talk a little bit about the antioxidants. Although the classic antioxidants are vitamins A, C, and E, This class of nutrients has been expanding over time to include the carotenoids, the bioflavonoids, coenzyme Q10, and most of the polyphenols. Now, antioxidants are natural molecules that help to slow or to prevent oxidative damage to our tissues. Now, a practical demonstration of that would be to cut an apple in half and then smear a little lemon juice on one piece and leave the other one go. And when you come back later, you'll notice that the part that you didn't put the lemon juice on had turned brown. That's what you call oxidation. It oxidized, and the protective vitamin C in the lemon juice is what prevented that oxidation. And that's why when you cut fruit and you want to put it out for dinner later, splashing some lemon juice on it will keep it looking fresh. Makes sense? Same thing when you put it in your body. Keeps your brain fresh. Now, evidence demonstrates that oxidative damage causes mitochondrial dysfunction. Now, if you're not familiar with the mitochondria, they're basically the nuclear power reactors inside of every cell in your body. And they're in the highest concentration in the heart muscle and in the brain. Now, that damage precedes both the psychological impairment and the anatomical changes seen with neurodegenerative disease in general. And because of their protective role, antioxidants have been reviewed extensively as a preventive measure against mental decline. Now, just for some background, then this is serious because mitochondria are the power generators of our cells. Think nuclear reactors. Damage to one of the membranes or the containers that hold the chemicals inside of the mitochondria can cause a meltdown like the Chernobyl reaction. And that can pollute all the, you know, cells around it. So imagine that happening inside your brain, like a Chernobyl accident in your brain. Now that's why antioxidant protection is so important. So the next product we want to review is Vita D3. A 2015 study revealed that low serum levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D directly contributed to cognitive decline and dementia. And although the mechanism was not fully understood yet by the researchers, it appears that vitamin D deficiency causes a loss of neuroprotective properties that's associated with cerebral ischemia and vascular lesions, and those all contributing to memory impairment. Now, the National Institute of Health also reported that 20 to 25% of American adults over the age of 60 have inadequate zinc intake. Now, because zinc provides many numerous functions in brain chemistry and in mediating inflammation, it's another key nutrient that helps to control chronic inflammation. Now, Shaklee's zinc complex plays a part in numerous cellular processes, from the breakdown of sugar into energy and to supporting brain function. Now, exercise also reduces insulin resistance, a key player in Alzheimer's. It also improves vascular function, reduces stress, and improves our sleep pattern. So exercise, that's why Bredesen recommends at least a half hour of vigorous exercise every day. And the further you are along the path of having memory disruption, the more exercise is going to help you, especially if you're really aggressive at it. So the next section we're going to review is stress. Now, the hormone most associated with health-related decline is called cortisol. Now, short-term release of cortisol provides a quick burst of energy for survival and heightens mental acuity. For example, if you hear a gunshot real close, your heart starts pumping and you're starting to look for how do I get out of here. That's the immediate effect of cortisol. Unfortunately, prolonged release of cortisol, what we call chronic stress, impairs cognition performance. It suppresses your thyroid. It increases your blood pressure. It depresses your immune and your inflammatory responses. And that makes stress a major contributor to Alzheimer's. Now, stress also happens to deplete various key nutrients, including the B and C vitamins, and also some of the essential amino acids that the brain requires to produce neurotransmitters. So stress both puts strain on your circulatory system, but it also depresses the nutrients you need to maintain proper brain function and neurotransmitter production. So that's a double mark against it. So Shankly's Stress Relief Complex contains a unique blend of ingredients, including ashwagandha, L-tyrosine, beta-cystosterol, and L-threonine. And those help to blunt the impact of cortisol on our health, cardiovascular, and brain tissues without causing any form of drowsiness or any of the things that are the chronic complaints for people who take stress drugs. They make you a little, you look on the bottle and the first thing it says, don't operate heavy equipment if you're taking this. Well, my car is heavy equipment. And so I don't want to be taking anything that interferes with my ability to have instantaneous reactions in traffic, right? So that's why God invented stress relief. Now, the next component that we want to address is toxicity. I think I better take another shot of water. Nothing like talking flat out for a half hour to give you dry mouth, right? Now, there are many sources of toxins in our environment, from household cleaners to work-related, diet-related, and environmental exposures. Even the mercury in your dental fillings is a toxin. Certain molds can also release something called a mycotoxin once they take residence in your sinus cavity. And if the basic program that we just reviewed doesn't provide significant improvements during the first 3 to 6 months, then you might want to consider being tested for exposure to mycotoxins. Now, do you eat fish that are high in mercury levels like tuna, king mackerel, marlin, orange rui, shark, or swordfish? Well, if you love fish, consider switching to what they call the smash fish, which is salmon, mackerel, anchovy, sardine, and herring. The main thing is the big fish eat a lot of little fish, and they build up a higher and higher level of toxins. The small fish only eat, you know, whatever they find, so they usually have much lower levels of the toxic chemicals like mercury and PCBs and things like that. So that's why they recommend the smash fish, salmon, mackerel, anchovy, sardines, and herring. Now, mercury is particularly vicious to brain tissue. And if you ever read Alice in Wonderland, you remember how crazy the Mad Hatter was? In the old days, the hatters used to smear mercury on the felt so that it could form. So both he absorbed it, and then, of course, anybody who wore his hats were also being exposed to it. So Mad Hatter's disease. Now, other metals that it can also depose in the brain and contribute to neurodegeneration by inducing oxidative stress, which then disrupts mitochondrial function and impairs the activity of numerous enzyme systems inside the brain. So, for example, excess copper, which comes in our water because of copper tubing, can also enhance the buildup of amyloid precursor proteins that are associated with onset of Alzheimer's. They don't really know, is the amyloid precursors actually causing the Alzheimer's, or does that just happen in a brain that's declining from Alzheimer's? That's still in debate. But copper certainly contributes to the production of these amyloid precursors. And that's another reason why you should take zinc, because if you have a balance in the zinc to copper ratio, they notice that people's brains are much healthier. So very good reason to take zinc. You certainly can't stop drinking water unless you're using best water, right? Now, certain foods also enhance detoxification, including cilantro, the cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, arugula, bok choy, also artichoke, avocado, beets, garlic, ginger, grapefruit, lemons, and olive oil and seaweed. So those are foods that you certainly want to eat more of because they help you, your body to detoxify anything that's inside of you that your body says, I don't want this here, but I don't have a way to get rid of it because I don't get the nutrients from those foods. So particularly the cruciferous vegetables are wonderful. They have some of the highest anti-cancer, for example, properties of any vegetable group. So our review of lifestyle changes, along with a simple collection of nutrients that we just discussed, will vastly improve our chances of remaining mentally acute to the end of our lives. Every step along the way, Shaklee has guaranteed that their supplements are safe, they're very potent, they're clinically effective nutrients that are available, and no one else can provide such high-quality products. And, of course, none of them have done the testing to demonstrate that the products actually get into your cells. Shaklee's done that. So that's how we want to recover and to maintain our health. So I realize I threw a lot of information at you, and I apologize for that, but I hope you found this talk extremely helpful. Now, my next talk with the gang is going to be to kick off spring 2021. On May 25th, I'm going to do a talk on how to defeat the allergy season. Now, if you suffer from anything worse than spring fever, such as hay fever, or you happen to be allergic to your girlfriend's cat, well, then you can't afford to miss that call. Shaklee already has the solution, and you've got the time. So be there or be square, okay? All right, I'm throwing it over to you, Phil.
Thanks so much, Dr. Frank. That was excellent. There was some awesome information in there, everyone. You really need to hear it. Really appreciate everybody coming in and listening tonight with us also. And so that was really good. So if anybody's got any questions, just put them in the chat or just unmute yourself and make yourself heard.
Yeah, you hit star 6, that unmutes you.
And then hopefully you... Go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah, Chris, we have quite a few people here on the phone, dialed in on the phone, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that if you're on a speakerphone, for example, so your husband can listen along too, you want to remute yourself after you ask the question so that if the dog barks or the doorbell rings or the TV's on, you know, it doesn't wipe out the quality of the sound for anybody who's going to listen to this call later, okay? So ask your question and then remute. That's the best bet.
Absolutely.
So, Jody, I don't know if you saw someone ask where the recording will be.
Dr. Frank Painter puts that up at go ahead, Dr. Frank, and tell him where you put the audios.
Yeah. Well, the guy who captured all the calls for Bob and Barb back in the day finally developed a terminal disease. So he turned over Shackword to me, but there is no longer Shackword.com. So I moved it onto my newsletter website. So it's healthquestnewsletter.com/Shackword. But if you're on Facebook, and particularly if you're using our we used to call it Product Talk Call, but now I think it's just Shaklee Call. I don't remember what Bob renamed it. Okay. But at any rate, we list, every so often list the website and the password and username that you use, which is just Shaklee without a cap. And then, of course, you guys, I think Phil, on the first talk we did together, then posted that on the page so that people could just click on that and either watch it or listen to it or however they want to access it. So that's convenient. But once I get a copy of the recording, I'll put it on ShackWord. So we have the last 50-some calls that were done on the Tuesday calls before Bob stopped gathering the people together.
Yeah, we'll have them posted in several different places that people can listen to.
Yeah. And I would assume most of the people who are on the call tonight found out through one of these places anyhow. So that's where you want to keep tuned so that you can find out what's going on next or where can I get a hold of that call so I can share it with somebody who I think is, you know, starting to forget where he left his keys a little too often, you know. Those are all the things we got to keep an eye out on.
And this is also you guys streaming live in the Health Tuesday Healthy Talks Facebook group,
yeah.
If you're in the group.
Yeah, that's what it is, Healthy Talks. I always like product talk, but Bob wanted to talk business and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, no, okay, no big deal. It's all good.
So, Dr. Painter, this is Renee in Arizona.
Hi, Renee.
And I have to tell you, I do enjoy your talks. I really do. And I learned a lot. And Alzheimer's runs in my family. So I'm very excited to get the recording and pass it on to my siblings. But one of the best things that I heard today is your wonderful, dry sense of humor coming out. You are hilarious. And you guys, you got to come back and listen to him again because he has those little one-liners. And I'm like, if we were in an audience, I would be laughing because I think it's great. So thank you for putting those in there also.
Yeah,
you can laugh now if you're muted.
Uh-oh, Phil, come on now. Well, the truth is that the more dreary the topic is, and believe me, I don't think there's anything more terrifying than Alzheimer's, nothing. To me, it's 10 times scarier than cancer because, hey, you're just going to die and it won't be fun. But, you know, at least you'll remember the name of your kids when they say goodbye for the last time. Right? You'll know who's around holding your hand.
Yeah. I think it's the saddest and the most unfair disease because of the fact that as our older people in society that have accumulated all that wisdom that we're going to learn from, and then for them to forget it as well as forgetting their loved ones. It's just such an unfair way to end a life.
Yeah. Well, and I have some personal stories of people that I have seen with onset Alzheimer's using the protocol that you talked about, Dr. Painter, and it was awesome to see them come back to life just by doing proper supplementation. So I really thank you for digging deep into this, into Alzheimer's.
Well, really, the only difference between what Bredesen's doing and what we're doing is that they've got a whole bunch of blood tests and they go, see, that looks better. Used to be a 5 and now it's a 2. That's good. And, you know, the truth is that, you know, it's just they're able to reassure people a little bit better than we can because all you do is say, call me in a month and we'll talk about it, you know. We're not in the house with them every day, so they just don't get the same bang for their buck as when they go to the medical doctor's office and they pull out this big pile of statistics and bore you to tears. So they do have the jump on us there, but in reality, you know, the people who are really taking on the lifestyle changes, the nutrients, the exercise, and improving their sleep patterns, a stunning, unbelievable increase. People who, you know, were almost fired from their job because they were no longer functioning at the level that they were at when they were hired, all of a sudden making massive turnarounds, you know, in a few months. So yeah, it's wonderful to see that. Wonderful.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about any of those kind of studies. That's very interesting.
Well, you know, this guy's book is just astounding. It's unfortunately because, remember, he's a clinical guy, dry as toast. But there, you know, he understands. So there's a little bit of humor in there, but it's few and far between.
So in other words, we should get a pillow and blanket.
Well, you certainly want to pack a lunch.
Oh, I love it.
Well, we've got up here, you can't see it, Dr. Frank, but on the slide here, we've got an announcement for next Tuesday Health Talk, May 25th, Defeat the Allergy Season. And that's another big one that so many people suffer from. So,
Well, do you know Barb Ligoni?
Yes.
Well, Barb is one of these people, if she sees a dog or a cat walking down the street and nobody's attached to it, next thing you know, it's living in Barb's house. She, you know, recycles. So when you'd go to Barb's house, there's 15 to 25 critters marching around the house. And every Thursday night, she used to do a talk. So sometimes it would be women's health or children's health, and sometimes it would be here's how you build a business. So it was a mixed bag all along, but my office was only a five-minute ride from her. So I went, I don't know, a year and a half every Thursday night. It was like going to church to me. And so people would come along and they'd look in the door and they'd see fur on the floor because Barb's not the best cleaner on the planet. And they go, oh, you have pets, you know, quivering. And Barb would go, not to worry. And she had a little bowl there and she'd hand him some stuff in a glass of water and go, just swallow this. You'll be fine. And so 2 hours later, they'd be walking out the door and they'd go, I can't believe it. I'm surrounded by pets, but I'm not sick. And she'd go, well, I can help you with that, you know. She'd hand them alfalfa.
Alfalfa.
10 hits of alfalfa is all it takes. Although I take 7 because I'm an overreactor. 10 dries me out too much, but it has something in it called mediacarpin, which is only developed by alfalfa when it's grown organically. And it turns out to be so powerful that Merck Pharmaceutical created a synthetic version of it so they could patent it and sell it for a fortune. And they use it to treat, guess what, allergies, asthma, and respiratory disability. So we get it, you know, and that's probably, if you look at the PV versus the price on that, if you sold nothing but alfalfa, you would be making probably twice as much for your PV volume as you did if you sold anything else, because it's one of the oldest legendary products, or I forget the term for that, the original products. And so the cost for PV return on your sales is astounding, the ratio, very, very high. So that's a little cue, you know. I know there's people who built their business just selling Basic H, for example. What if you decided to become the allergy gal?
Yeah.
You know?
How many people suffer from it?
Yeah, and it's astounding how effective it is. There are certainly other things that you want to consider if you really have other kinds of allergies besides hay fever. But, you know, we'll get into that in depth next time.
Looking forward to it.
So are there any other questions or shall we just prattle on?
Well, I don't see any in the chat. So if anybody's got any questions, you can unmute yourself and just ask.
Well, and there's a lot in there, Dr. Painter. Thank you. Great information. Thank you, Dr. Painter. Thank you, Dr. Painter. What an amazing conversation. Thank you so much. I mean, I can go on and on. Excellent information to share. That's also, thank you, Dr. Painter. Wonderful info. Thank you, Dr. Painter. And I could go on and on.
Well, the truth is, this is my hobby. You know, I mean, I do this because I am a science geek. I'm fascinated by this stuff. I have the background training that I can read this stuff and pretty much absorb all the important points. And then the question, you read all that, and you go, wow, this is so cool, man. And then you go, how am I going to tell this to people that won't put them in a coma? And that's the problem that anybody who's a creative writer has. You get a great idea, but how do you transfer that to people in a way that, you know, can keep them awake and perhaps maybe, which is why I throw in the occasional, you know, off color comment, because it just keeps people feeling relaxed while they're actually soaking stuff up. Just with the Bredesen book, when I read it the first time, I was so intent on absorbing every word that I was just overwhelmed by it. The second time I was just like, I'm just scanning, man. And yep. And I was not anxious. And so I absorbed a lot more than I did the first time. And it's the truth is, if it's your brain on the chopping block, you have a vested interest in taking the time to figure this stuff out. You know, nobody needs to spoon feed you. Nobody needs to hold your hand. It's your brain. And now you're surrounded by people who love you, and you certainly want to work as a group to combat this. You know, let me know if I look like I'm, you know, if I'm wandering off with the car keys, call me back, you know. A team approach is definitely helpful.
Hi, Dr. Painter. Can we get the name of that really dry book?
Yes. Let me scroll back up to the top of my document.
Thank you.
Where did that go? Awesome, as always. Now, the truth is you can get this from your library, so you don't need to plop down any money. Most libraries now have websites where you can go online, put in your library card, make a four-digit password, and then boom, you're in next time. It's called The End of Alzheimer's. And the doctor's name is Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N, Bredesen, Dale Bredesen, The End of Alzheimer's. And I'm telling you, it's probably the best book I'll ever read.
Thank you. Great call always.
Thank you very much. We had almost 40 people here tonight, I think 38 at one time. So good crowd.
Good. Well, like I said earlier, anytime that I've done a call on neurodegenerative disorders, there's always twice the turnout because we're all either at that age ourselves or our family is. And so it's a real concern. And having the feeling that you can combat what looks like otherwise a death sentence, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people so far that have requested the recording that couldn't make it tonight. So this information will go far and wide. Thank you so much.
So can I make a
okay. Please do.
So I have the book. I picked this up accidentally at a thrift store.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have been reading it, and it's amazing. I thought, I think that's a book I have. I got by accident for $1 at a thrift store.
Yeah. Well, that just lets you know how overwhelming the book is that they would, you know, unload it. Because, you know, if you're afraid that's happening to me, you don't really want to read about it unless you're highly motivated to call this guy and say, hey, I need help. I'll be in California tomorrow. Right. Which is unfortunately what you have to do, you know. He's now starting to teach classes to doctors around the country, and so it is possible to find people who will do the RECODE program with you. But it's going to start with thousands of dollars of testing, and, you know, their approach is strictly medical. They're not going to do anything until they have all the clinical results. So my approach is, let's just bypass that shit, and excuse my French, and let's just jump into doing something that we know is brain supportive.
Right.
And then just, you know, worst case scenario, if something happens, you can always go back to the medical approach. It's always heroic medicine waiting in the wings. That's where I like them.
Yeah, well, what you can do is jump to the end of the book. About the first half is all theory. The second half is what to do.
Right.
That's what I did.
Good for you, Linda. That's kind of ironic. That's great. You have that book.
Yeah. Well, I have, my mom died of Alzheimer's, really bad. She has Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. Now, it could have been more Parkinson's. You don't really know for sure, but it was terrible. It was terrible. Yeah.
Well, when I reviewed all of the diseases that are called neurodegenerative, there's, although depending on the part of the brain that's damaged, you might have muscular problems versus memory problems. You might have shaking rather than, like spasticity. But in reality, when you look at that part of the brain, you find pretty similar degenerative changes. And so I believe that it's really a spectrum, but it's all treated by the same approach.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided let's focus on the most common, the most detrimental, and the one that's gotten the most press and the most money thrown at it. Next to cancer, I don't think there's anything that has more money in its bucket right now than Alzheimer's does, because everybody's scared to death of it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And if you only have 45 minutes to talk about something, focus in on something where you really walk out of there feeling like, hey, I can do that. And feeling empowered, feeling you've got enough knowledge, and then you can always open the book up again later, right?
Right.
Knowing that there's hope is very healing.
Yep.
You've heard the word placebo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm a chiropractor. And, of course, one of the best jokes in the chiropractic thing is that a patient went to see her medical doctor, and he told her that she needed surgery. And she thought, well, I don't think so. So she went to a chiropractor for a week. And then after she was feeling fine, she went back to the medical doctor and said, yeah, I went to see a chiropractor. And the guy looked at her and he goes, oh, that's just placebo. Thinking, ha-ha, got him. And she looks at him and she says, well, if it's so effective, how come you didn't use it on me?
There you go.
Yeah. So the truth is placebo has an evil twin called nocebo. Remember voodoo? I stick pins in the doll and go, you're going to die. You're going to die. And some people do, because what we believe, what we focus on, has a dramatic effect on our health. And so if you believe something's going to help you, it's going to be more helpful than if you think it's going to be adverse. And medical doctors often introduce nocebo language into using diagnosis and using blood testing and all this stuff that makes you think, uh-oh, I've got the big one, whatever the big one is for you. And that makes you less likely to be able to mount an immune response against it. What you want to feel is that, ha, I can do this. I don't even understand it all, but I'm going to do it, And that's progressive. That's it, reinforcing all the internal systems that our body's designed to use to combat whatever's attacking us.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the Shaklee lifestyle, because it reinforces that you're in the driver's seat. It's your body. Do you want it to be better? We're here to help.
Absolutely.
And that is why I love you guys. I love Shaklee people, because you're enablers of health. You're the people reaching out to your friends and your strangers and anybody you can talk to try and help them. And every person you help makes it a better world, man, We need more of that.
Yeah.
If we only had 50 million Shaklee people, we could take over the planet.
Yeah.
I want a Shaklee lady running for president within the next 12 years.
There you go.
That sounds like a good idea. I like that idea.
Yeah. Damn straight. Barb Lagoni for president. Yeah.
Well, I'm not seeing any more questions in the chat. or anything like that. We're probably getting where we used up all of our time. And I think.
Yeah, we've run over an hour already. Woohoo!
So I think.
No wonder the cat's looking at me.
Yeah. Good time to, good
okay,
time.
Well, thanks all for joining me. And Phil, thanks for helping. And I really appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks, see everybody,
you.
For coming.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Thank
see you.
You
next month.
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Dr. Painter.
Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Have a great week.
Yay. You too.